April 18, at war. Imagine if Australia had been overrun by foreign troops since the year 1353. It's beyond our ability to think like that. That's 660 years. And yet, all of our New Testament was written in the context of a nation that had been overrun by foreign powers for that same amount of time, 660 years. Judea was conquered first by the Babylonians in 606 BC, then the Medes, who were themselves conquered by the Persians, then the Greeks, and finally the Romans. All the New Testament writers assume their readers are thinking like people whose nation is in foreign hands. And that's where a major problem arises. As we read our New Testament, we gloss over this background that pervades its pages. Jesus was not trying to stir up the people against the Romans, the empire that had ruled Judea at the time, nor was Paul, Peter, or John. But each used language that made more sense to the first readers than to us today. In wartime, people are vigilant, single-minded in their thinking, unwilling to put time and energy into things that don't matter, sacrificial, careful about their words, uncomplaining and able to handle hardship. These and so many other qualities characterized the early Christians and rarely characterize Christians today. Perhaps now we can better understand why.